I bring to you grace and peace from God our Father through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message is from the gospel reading, and as we come to this word, let's bow our hearts and heads in prayer. The season of 2018 is passing, O God. The end of the year is on the nearer horizon. As we think about how this year flies away, dear God, we are reminded about how someday we too will fly away. We will be brought to heaven. And we, by your grace, O God, will be brought before you. And so we ask you this day that you would bless our hearing and our giving, our living and our loving, and all this for the sake of your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray.
I hope you're as excited as the people around Jesus were. I love this text. The words right before it says they listened to him with delight. Let me introduce to you the players, because I like to go to a ball game and look at the program. I like to go to a play and look at the bios of the people. And the bios of the people that make up this particular text are, first of all, the teachers of the law. And you got a nice little snippet of what they were all about, including how they treat widows. Then there's the crowds. The crowds of people that are coming because they want to give their offerings. They need to give their offerings. Or maybe they feel that they have to give their offerings. In and amongst that crowd are the rich. And in amongst that crowd is one. And I love what Mark does with this text, because he starts with this large group of folks, this crowd. And as the account goes on, the number diminishes, the subset, the rich, till finally you're down to that one widow. And as that goes on, there are sounds, as Jaron tried to bring to you this morning with the dumping of the coins, but the dumping of the coins in the temple had a much louder ring. You just sang about it in the hymn that was before you. That clanging of the coins in the temple box. And as the crowd's giving all their offerings, there's this kind of white noise clanging that's going on. Just ching, 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 you know, that kind of sound. But every once in a while, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. And oh, the attention drawn to the rich at that point. A loud sound, a sound that pointed to them. But there was a louder sound still that day. This sound. Clink. Clink. And the reason that is the loudest sound is because the sound that follows that is the very voice of the same one who comes to be one for all. It is the voice of the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. It is the one who is forsaken for all, and he speaks these good news words of this widow, who's not only in poverty due to her financial situation, but suffers poverty of social standing. She has no husband. She suffers poverty of religious and spiritual standing. She must have done something wrong in that she's widowed and poor, only to hear Jesus speak this word of blessing about her character of giving.
And the question is, what sound has God here? In heaven, when God listens to the track that is playing behind this drama unfolding there in the synagogue, in the temple, what sound does God hear? Because when the widow puts the coins into the temple treasury, into that offering basket that was designed to reflect the character of those who came, the sound in heaven was deafening, because that sound was the sound of faith. On the other side, when those religious leaders came and they threw in their hordes of silver, the scales could hardly weigh, deafening silence in heaven. In all likelihood, because there was no faith. They gave out of their wealth. They needed to think not at all about what they were pouring in to the temple treasury. Today we talk about the character of giving. And the character of our faith, the character of our giving, makes noise in the hearing of God. And so the blunt question that comes out of this text is, what is the character of our giving? Does it ring loudly in the ears and evaluative heart of God? Or is it just silence? It's a heavy-handed question, I know. But it is one that all of us, each in our own estate, each of us, given the specific circumstances of our lives, this text invites us to answer that question. What is the character of our giving today? On the one side, it is a question about the support of the ministry of God's gospel in this world. It's the support of this congregation. It is a question about your support for Christian ministry beyond these congregational walls, for sure. But more than that, it is also a question about how we take stock of the financial resources we have at all. How do we spend our money? What does the expending of our money demonstrate about our character? The sound reflects the character. And the reality is, this is a season in which we take stock of that giving. Because this is the season of the church year where we come front and center, face to face with the reality, as the seasonal theme reflects, we're going to fly away. And when that day comes, when we are brought before God, either by our physical death or by Christ's physical bodily return, you can't take it with you. But what you do take with you is a sign and evidence of your character. What you do take with you is the joy of knowing that in this life, in view of the life which is to come, the resources that God has given us, financial and otherwise, have been used and leveraged in a spirit of generous Christian giving. We do this because we realize that Christ came into this world and offered himself fully as a sacrifice for us. He came to give. And by that giving, to demonstrate a life of sacrifice for others in this world, knowing that in the sacrifice of ourselves for others, there is great blessing that we receive. I'm reminded today that we have great things still as a body of believers to do in this world. I'm reminded that regardless of what the television show or our culture seems to indicate, there is still good to be done and good to be had. And so as we come and receive yet again today the body and blood of Christ, that you and I would be challenged to think about the sound of our giving. Quantitatively great or small, secondary to how the quality of that giving comes before God. From a heart of faith, a heart of hope, and a heart of love for the ministry that we are called to reach, to accomplish as a body of believers here at Kingport.